The richest person in the world could never do with three molecules what God has done with water. Looking at the snow today, if you're not thinking about traveling, is magical. And think how simple it is. Hydrogen, oxygen, H2O. Beautiful. And when you look at water, sometimes on a beautiful spring day when it drizzles, and a rainbow sometimes falls, beautiful. And when you look at mist, the three different forms and states of water, vapor, ice, water, liquids, you see the beauty how God offers and paints His creation for free. And that is not enough for us. The Greeks used to say, the joy in life is to have little and desire even less. Because our unbridled desires often cause us trouble. If you look at the last three commandments, they deal with desires. We want something we don't have, and we are willing to cheat, to lie, to hurt people, even to kill people to get what we want. Now, these things are not bad in themselves. They are good. But the desires for things that we want sometimes even blinds us to the beauty that is available all around us, free. The joy of things inside our heart, outside in nature, and in my brother and sister, these intangibles sometimes that are the spice of life. In today's parable of the prodigal son, everything starts because of a bad desire. I want my money now, and as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, to ask a parent for inheritance really means bluntly, I can't wait for you to die. Give me your money now and die whenever you want to, because what I really want is not you. I want money so that my unbridled desires can be fulfilled. But as we know, every choice that we make is 1,000 no's to all the other choices. And every no we say is a yes to something. We are limited by what we have, but our eyes and our desires are not limited. And that is why the church says prayer, fasting, and discipline are not tools that should cause us pain. But those are tools that will bring us God's grace to enjoy the beauties of life, especially those things that are free. In the prodigal son parable, and by the way, all the parables of Jesus are less than 190 characters. You can tweet them, you can SMS them, they're very short. But in this parable, Jesus reminds us that the Father is the only one who cares about the family. How often, even in a family, we can be so self-centered in our desires that we don't think about our brother, our sister, our mother, our father, our grandparents, because we have an issue. We're so focused on ourselves. And Jesus is trying to teach us, but the Heavenly Father cares about everyone. And if you want to be happy, don't worry so much about your desires, but look around and see the beauty that God gives you with a couple of molecules, well, three molecules, for free. The joy in having anyone say, I am part of your family, or I am your friend. Money can't buy that. That someone wants to spend time with you is a wonderful, priceless gift. The prodigal son reminds us that God gives us so many beautiful things for free. Don't let your unbridled desires stomp over the beauty that God gives you to get at something that will be taken from you anyway. Christos Christiaice.